And that's like we had before, that the man was mechaper on them. That here Klai Yisrael had a bitachin that adapted to Hashem, so Avadah did shuv every single day to make sure they get food tomorrow. Dover Ach, another pshat is, Shoyu oich l'noisoi kishu cham. Another reason, partial reason why Kodesh Baruch gave it to them every single day was it should be fresh. He wanted them to eat hot stuff every morning. Azoya gave it to them once a year, it would be cold and stale. So Azoya gave them every single morning nice, fresh, hot bread, shmak. Dovrach, another pshat, a portion of pshat also, mifnei masu haderech, not to have to carry a load. Azoya, everybody's going to have a new caravan just to carry the load. Imagine you have to carry a year's stock of food in the midbar yet. It'll be hard to carry it. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch made it easy for them, poshut geret. That every single day you get what you need, it'll be easier for you. Right. Ukvar hoy Rabbi Tafrin, Rabbi Shmuel, Uzkenim Yoshvim v'Oiskin v'Pasha Samon. As Rabbi Tafrin and Rabbi Shmuel, the Kenim were sitting down and they were learning through the Pashas of the Mon. Not that we just read through it. They want to know Pshat in every single pasuk I'm going through here. Every single word there. What does the Torah mean? For Rabbi Loza Amoydoi Yoshvim b'Neim. Rabbi Loza Amoydoi was sitting between them. Nena Rabbi Loza Amoydoi. See, answered and said something. V'Yomar, he said like this. Mon Sheyorod Lehem LeYisrael. The man that came down in the midbar to the Klal Yisrael, hayegvoya shishamama. You know how tall it was every single day? It was 60 yamas tall. Pretty tall. That's 100, some sheet is 120 feet tall. That's how high it was. Is Omar Lor Reb Tafrin, so Tafrin said, Moidoi, ad mosa yato megaviv devorim, o mevio leinu. How long are you just going to throw words to us and like bring it in front of us? Megavli, you collect things together. Like you're collecting words together and giving it to us. In other words, where's your raya? How do you know this? He said, we don't know. We learned through the Pasha. We didn't see this in the Chumash. How do you know to say the man was punked 60 amas tall? How do you know that? Trashi had most sayat to megav of dvar mevi aleinu yeminod mein lecho. How do you know this? Is Amalai, you answer them back, Amalai Rebbe, Mikrani Darish, I have a Pasha off in the Pasuk that says like this. The Pasuk says by the Mabul, that Chomish Esrei Amo Milmala Govru Hamayim. That 15 Amos on top, we hold means on top of the mountains, the water was above the mountains 15 Amos. Vayachasu Orim. That the water was 15 Amos above the tallest mountain. The Kasha V'chi Chomish Esrei Amo B'Emek. What do you mean above the mountains? You want to tell me it's 15 Amos above B'Emek, the valley? Or Chomish Esrei B'Shvel in the regular thing? Chomish Esrei B'Horim. Avadi, it was 15 Amos on the mountains. V'chimaya shura shura kaimi. Like, how could it just be, the water could just be 15 amis above the mountain? Like, is the water piled up one row on top of another row? Hey, is the water always sinks down to the bottom? V'yoid, teva hechi sagi. Where was the teva? How did it get lifted up? Shrashi, hech also l'rosh horim. How did the teva get up to the top of the mountains? If you want to tell me that the pshat was, the water was just 15 amis all over. On the bottom of the ground was 15 amas high. On top of the mountain was 15 amas high. How did it get up there? You know, some neistach, maybe you tell me the water was on a row on top of a row. But the kasher is then, how did the teva get up there? The teva was on the bottom on the ground. So on the ground that just came up 15 amas, how did it jump up to the top of the mountain? Did the waters have rows and rows of water? Ella the pshat was, the pasuk says, nifku ko minus toim rabba. That all the windows opened up. Nim the time rabbim. Ad the ashvu maya bahadi tura. Until mamish the water came down so much that it covered up to the top of the level of the mountain. Whereas all the ground was covered up with water up until the top of the mountain. For hodar, then the pasuk says, chomesh esra yama malmala, govru hamayim. That the water then came up another 15 amis above all the mountains. Now, v'chieze midim aruba. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give more? Me the toiva or me the pronis? When Hashem does good to us, or when Hashem gives us punishment? Have yoyim avadra svaris, me the tuva, or me das pronis? That when Hashem does good to us, like here giving us the mon, He'll give us more mon than He gave us water when He brought down the marble. Now, me das pronis, by the marble, the Pasuk says, of yoyimer, va'arubois ha-shemayim niftachum. HaKodesh Baruch Hu opened up the windows of Shemayim. So Ruba's good means up at least two windows. So Hashem opened up two windows upstairs to let all the water come down. Bemid the tuva here by the mon, Hawaii met says the posting until him Vayitzav Shchokim Mimoal, V'dalfei shemayim posach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the door. V'yamtu aleihem mon lechol. U'degan shemayim. Nosa lomay. So here it's a lashon Hashem opened up the delis, the door.
He
opened up the door. Whereas by the mabul, he opened up two windows. And by the door, by the mon, it says he opened up the door. Now, kama sarubas yesh bedelis. How many windows do you have in a door? Arba. You have four. Arbu, you have four. Harei kan shemoina. Eight. In other words, you have four sets, so you have eight altogether. So, kum to sois, so the mon had four times more than it had by the mabul. By the mabul, it was only two windows. And by the mon here, it was eight windows. So that's four times as much. V'nimtzu, mon sheyorod dem liyisrael, gevoy yashish amama. So that's to come out now that the mon that came down was 60 amas tall. If by the mayim, it was 15 amas taller, and that was only because of two windows, so here that Hashem used eight windows, four times as much, it came four times as much. So four times 15 is 30, is 60. Aya, b'samad, all right. That the mon was four times as much as this 15 amis, 60 amis. Tanya, Isi ben Yudu Aymer, mon sheyor v'hem li Yisrael, hoya mizgaber v'oyla ad sheroya noisei kol malchim mizruch amarev. The mon came down in the midbar so tall that all the malachim from all over could see the mon. Shalem Raposik says, tarach lefona shulcha negatzaroi. The Kosh Bochum made his shulchan, made the mon, neged tzaroi, connected all the malachim, all the enemies of Klai Yisrael, they were able to see the mon. Words, that's how tall it was. So according to this mon, maybe it was even more than 60 yamas tall. But even 60 is also enough. It was 120 yamas high, 120 feet high, so all the other malachim could come and see, they were able to see the mon. Then the post says, Kaisi Revoya, Omer Abaya, Shema Mina, Kosa de David, Liolma de Yossi, that David HaMelech's kois that he's going to have in Mitzvah Shem Losa Lavoi is Mosayin V'Yesrin V'Chag Luga Machzik. You know how big that kois is going to be? It's going to hold 221 lug. And our kois that we have now is Revi'as HaLug. That's our kois. Our big Kiddush cup right now is Revi'as HaLug. It's his kois that he's going to have is going to hold 241 alugim. Shenem the Apostle says Kaisi Revoya is Revoya B'Gematria Hachi. It's Gematria 221. For the Gemara, holy damya, hos not kashin out. Good. So how you learn out the mon from the mabul? Hosam biaboyin yomim. There, the mabul came down 40 days. So maybe 40 days you'll get 15 amis high from two windows. Here, the mon came down in 1 hour, a short time in the morning. Like the mon came down, didn't come down for one day. We're talking about each day, every day the mon came down for that day alone. How much time does it take the mon to come down? So the door was open in Shemayim in the Chveis for an hour, maybe 5 minutes, maybe even. So what's the sushtel? By the marble, the windows were open. Two windows were open for 40 days. So that's how much rain came down. But here, true, you have a whole door open there for eight windows, but it's only open for a few minutes. So what's the sushtel? By another kash the other way, maybe. Hosam l'chuli alma. Maybe the other way though. The marble was on the whole world. The marble. So you had to have a lot of water. Hochol Yisrael l'chudei for nafish l'tzvei. So maybe here the mon only came down for the Yidden, and only mamish in the midbar, only this gimel mach, the machna, which was only three pasois. So maybe it could be much higher then. The svar pufa cared. By the mabul, you had to put the water on the whole world. It only went 15 amas high. Mashiach, can hear the mon came down only one small place. Maybe it come much higher. So the kisi came on out from the mabul. And the gemara Reb Leza Maidoi psicha psicha gomer. True, he has a gzera shavah. It's not just Amin Svarim. It says Pesach here, it says Pesach there, so that's a gzera shavah. But just like there, the Pesach of two windows made 15 Amis, so here the Pesach of a door, which is eight windows, makes four times as much, makes 60. Yeah. The Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, Osav Achila. On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink, we're not allowed to sicha, rechitza, nilas asandom, and tashma shamita. For the Gemara, hani chamish enuyin k'neged mi. How do we know these? How do we know, where do we learn out to say there are five enuyin, five things that are rosa? For the Gemara, Rav Chizda, k'neged hei enuyin sheva Torah. Because the Torah says five times the word enuy. So therefore, we learn out five different things. It's like we said, a lot of Rishonim, Rashi Shita, there is only mid Rabbanan. So as an asmach there from these other inuyim, that there are other things that are also only mid Rabbanan.
And the Ran Shita brings down, no, it's Osim Midiraisa. And the Rabbonin have a right to explain what exactly the Yisr is. But it says five times, Uve Osar, the Yachvi Osar, Shabbos Shabosoin, Ushavash, Ushabbos Shabosoin, for Yisr Lechem. So, Hani Chamisha Heaven, Fred Gemara, the Yanan Shisa Tanan. And now Mishnah says six, and here you only have five psukim like. So, how do you learn out six things? And the Gemara, Shtiya Bechlal Achila. Our Mishnah says true Achila, and Shtiya really it's one. Because Shtiya drinking is always included in Achila. The Yomar Resh Lokish, Minayin Lishtiya Shi Bechlal Achila. How do we know this Yisoid? That Shtiya drinking something is included in Achila. When the Torah says Lashon of Achila, it also means drinking. Shenemba the Posik says, V'yochalto lefnei Hashem lakechom, maitse degoncho tzirochcho v'yitzarechom. It says you should eat in front of Hashem, your maitse of dogen, that's the grains, tirosh, that's the wine, v'yitzar, that's the oil. Now how do you eat wine? How do you eat oil? Tirosh chamruhu. L'chura tirosh here means wine. So l'chura you drink wine. The korre lei v'yochalto. And the Posik says v'yochalto. So mashma, the Torah says lashon, v'yochalto included in achila is also shtiyah. Shtiyah drinking is b'chlal achila. For the Gemara Mimai, how do you know this? V'dilma the achli adei anigron. Maybe no, maybe eat it. No, you take the liquid into food and eat it like food. Maybe eating it. Drashi anigron min Michael. Shenaisna boyayim. Maybe it's like a food that you put wine into. Or the kamal mekay mishnina b'tasefta anigron and alzino. Shenaisna boyayim v'shemen. You put wine and oil into this. That's like vegetable soup. So you put wine inside it. So it could be an achila. Maybe the Torah says you should eat it with other food. The Yomar Rav of Shmuel, a nigrun, what does a nigrun mean? A gzunta vegetable soup. Maya de silkum. It's the water of beets. Or whatever silkum means. Ach zigrun, that means maya de kulishalki. That's the water of vegetables, of cooking a lot of vegetables together. So the kids say, maybe you have the wine in the vegetables here, soup, and that's the way it's called an achila. So from this pasuk of Yechat, you have no right, the pasuk is talking about achila of drinking wine. Maybe the pasuk says an achila of eating wine. And you put the wine into food. So where's the raya that when the Torah says achila, it's included shtiyah. Shtiyah is a part of achila. Elo amar av achor bar Yaakov, mihocha, from here. The pasuk says, v'nosato hakesev v'chol asher tavo nafshechem. When you have ma'aseh sheni, and it's grown outside Yerushalayim, so lachor is allowed to be poyder it, you can take your ma'aseh sheni, your bunches of apples, and be poyder them, and take the money to Yerushalayim. When you come to Yerushalayim, you have to buy with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to buy food. So you have to buy with it either meat or else wine and shecher and beer. So the more shecher shtiyahu, shecher out of something you drink. And the pasuk says v'yachalta. The end of the pasuk says v'yachalta shom lefnei Hashem lokecho. Pasuk's talking about that you buy yain v'shecher. So shecher who means something that it's shecher doesn't mean beer. Shecher means strong wine that you get shecher from. But I call upon him something that you drink. And the pasuk says v'yachalta. Fretting more no mi mai dil mahochina midiachle adei anigron. Right, and maybe this wine you're drinking duch food. So you're eating the food. That's the way you're eating the wine. Fretting more shecher ksiv midi de meshaker. The Bishaber, it means something that's strong, that makes you shikr. And if you eat it, duch drinking, duch eating it, you don't become shikr that way, like Rashi says. V'yein shikr ozer chachilo. If you take wine and put it into food and eat it with food, you don't become shikr that way. The way you become shikr is drink the strong wine, but drink it, not eat it. So it's mashmi, you're drinking the wine, and still the pasuk says v'yachalto. So mashmi, drinking is included in the lashon of yachalto of eating. But the Gemara know, v'dilma devela kilis. We're talking about special type of dvela, special type of figs that comes from Kela, that if you eat a lot of them, it makes you shikr. Netanya, ochal dvela kilis. If somebody eats these types of figs that comes from Kela, figs. Kela dvela kilis. Some eat these figs that comes from Kela. V'shoso dvash, and he drinks honey. V'chol of a milk. When nichtas the migdish and it comes into the base of migdish, there's no chayiv. Drashim mishum sheikh al teish, because the psat from sheikh al teish means don't think anything strong that makes you a little bit shikr. See, if you eat this kila, if you eat these dates, you become like shikr. See, so you say figs. So you see, a mole, it could be sheikh, it could mean kila. Maybe it means devela kilas. maybe not the pasuk talking about the achalto means you're drinking it, and maybe it means you're eating these type of figs.
No, I learned out the word sheicher here means mamish strong wine, like it says by the Issa Naziris, by a nozir. That ma lahal and yain, just like by a nozir, when a Torah says he's not allowed to drink sheicher, it means he can't drink wine, is afkan yain. Who was it here also? When a Torah says sheicher b'yachaltam, it means you have to eat the wine.
So now the Gemara asks the question, like we were saying before. You want to tell me v'tirosh chamruhu? So when the Torah says the word tirosh, the wine, it doesn't mean grapes. It means wine. Is that true? V'atanya, bring your wine out like that. That the word tirosh could mean taka grapes. That we learned by Hilchos Nedarim. That ha'noidim min ha'tirosh. If somebody made a neder nati tirosh, is halacha osor v'chol mina mesika. He's not allowed to eat anything that's sweet. In other words, he asks the grapes and anything like grapes that's sweet to eat. But umut to be yain. But he's allowed to drink wine. So you see, wine is not included in tirosh. It's anything that's sweet. Umut to be yain. And he's allowed to drink wine. So here you see, tirosh does not mean wine, but tirosh means the grapes. So maybe the pasuk here also, the yachalta means going on the grapes, not on the wine. But this is a kasha. The tirosh chamru, this is a kasha. Does tirosh mean wine? No, tirosh can mean grapes. Then the chalta is no kasha. The pasuk says the yachalta of tirosh the yitzur. So maybe tirosh means a grapes, not wine. Just like by a nether, you see. If you ask yourself from tirosh, you only mean to ask yourself from grapes, or anything that's sweet, like grapes, but not wine. For the Gemara, is that true? For lav chamru, you want to tell me, no, that tirosh does not mean wine. Well, see if the pasuk says, the pasuk of Chaya, the tirosh yenoivev besulois. And like Rashi says here, that means ze yain, this means wine. The besulos will drink wine. The toiv shu mishaker esodam, will make the person speak out the things that he has in his heart that's hidden like a psul that's closed. So you see clearly that Vesirish means wine. So Gmarian says no. Maybe it means Dover Habo Minatirish is Yinoive Besulis, that something that comes out of the grapes, which is wine, that will make the psuls talk a lot. But not that the tirish itself means wine. The Gemara has another question, that there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says v'siroish yikovecha yifreitzu, that means your vats will overflow with v'siroish. And what you store in your vats, you store wine in the vat in yikovecha. You don't store grapes there. So the Gemara says no. And the pasuk means dover habo min atirosh yikovecha yifreitzu. It means things that come out of the grapes. Tirosh here means grapes. But the things that come out of the grapes, the wine, that will overflow from your vats. For the Gemara Kashiv, the pasuk says, the Gemara Haksiv, Zenus v'yayin v'siroish is ikach leiv. There is Zenus and drinking wine and eating siroish, that will take away your heart. So the Chorus Mashma clearly that v'siroish here means the wine. And like Rashi says, v'yachilas anovim meinu mashakeris. It can't just mean eating siroish, meaning eating the grapes. Because the grapes don't make you shikar, it won't take away your heart. Yalamai zicha means the wine here. So Gemara says, "Elo de kuliyalma siroish chamru havadim." When the Torah says siroish havadim means wine, it doesn't mean the grapes. I kasha by nedarim ve'etsmasha. Somebody says siroish, he only means tasa the grapes. Or v'nedarim holach achaloshem b'nayodim. By a neder, we go both of the way people talk, and the way people talk, they call siroish, it means grapes. If so, for telling me now the midiraisa, when the Torah says sirish, it means wine, how come sometimes the Torah calls wine yain, and sometimes it calls wine sirish? Sigmarian says that yain means shemevi yalala liyerlam. Wine means it like makes it dark, it like makes it brings peronis on the world. Like Rashi says, you can become shikah from wine, and you do averis, you do znus, and that brings peronis, that makes it like it's black, like dark in the world. So Yalola here means like it brings punishment on the world. And Sirush means, Shekol ha-mizgara boy nasarush. Whoever drinks too much wine will become poor from that. And Ravkana Rami, Ravkana Yasefrakasha, Ksiv Sirush, Vekarinon Sirush. In other words, it says it without the Vov, and we read it with the Vov. So Idashin Zocho nasarush.
if you drink wine, but you don't drink too much, just enough, that will make you ahead, will make you good. If you not zoch, if you drink too much wine, will make you shikar, then nasa rush, you become poor. And like Rashi says, nasa rush means, will make you smart, like it makes you happy, and like that you become smart. And then the Gemara says, Fahainu derova, derova rami, rava esaf akashim, ksiv yismach, vakarinan, it says, karinan yismach with a sin, with a shin, vakarinan yismach with a samach. So we dashin, zocho misamchay. If you drink, we're going to say, just enough wine, it'll make you happy, it'll make a simcha. Loi zocho, then mishamamo, it'll make you shmama, like be waste. Well, it's rot you away. V'hainu diyama rova. Cham rova richni pikhin. Rova said the fact he drank wine, in other words, just enough wine, richni, and he had things that smelled good, is pikhin, that made him smart. In other words, with the spices, and with the smelled good, and with the wine, that made him like happy in a good mood, and with that he was able to learn to become smart. All right, we'll stop here. Just one more thing that we spoke about before. Before we said that the mon was 60 amas tall, and learned it out from the marble, that there the waters had said it was 15 amas high. So the question was, what do you mean it was only 15 amas high? The chur over there was 15 amas high, taller than the highest mountain. But how did the water get, like from the bottom of the ground up until the top of the mountain? The chur also came from the top. So the chur much, much, much more water came down. So really Rashi before entered discussion. Rashi before says no. That really, it says the minat tohim yotzu tchilo. The water came up from the bottom. Lemale tabikas viashvolis ad shehishvu l'roshi horim. Really, first the water came up from the tohim and made everything straight. And it was flattened out with water. That even the highest mountain was flattened up. So the water came up until the top of the highest mountain. Then the psukim say, when the water came down from Shemayim, that was another 15 amas high. The water came down to make it above the mountains. So it's very good. From two windows full of rain, it came out to fill up 15 amas high. So here, by the mon, it says there was eight windows, to a door, which has eight windows, it's four times as much. Therefore, he says that it was 60 amas tall. All right, we'll stop here.